We are learning Masechtas Gittin Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting the second two dots on top of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, approximately 10 lines down. So it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Begimel Prakim, three times a year you check the wine, maybe it became vinegar, maybe it became chemis, maybe it became spoiled. And the first one was, Bekidum Shalmotzi Echag, which means the east wind that grows, that blows after Yontav of Sukkos. Zokta Gemara, Tanut and Braisa, Bekidum Shalmotzi Echag Shal Tkufa, which Rashi explains like this. We know there's four Tkufas. There's Tkufas Tishrei, there's Tkufas Tevis, Tkufas Nisan, and Tkufas Tammuz. So Tkufas Tammuz is the summer Tkufa, and that, if extends past Sukkos, then the east wind will not harm. It's only the east wind of Tkufas Tishrei that harms. Tana v'kidim shotachag shot Tkufa, only of Tkufas Tishrei, that's when it harms. But if it's still Tkufas Tammuz, does not harm. So Tosfos asks, how is it possible to have Tkufas Tammuz go into Sukkos? Aren't we always making sure that Sukkos has to be at least in part of the new Tkufa? Tosfos says, you're right, but we never make an Ibra for that reason. Tap Tosfos. Yesh loymar, damin hasam, dal tkufa levada ima abrim. You don't do Ibra ha-shana because of tkufa alone. Like upon him, the east wind, only if it's in Tishrei ready, tkufas Tishrei does it harm the wine. Tanya ruda ima, begim prakim ha-chem ha-tvua. Another halacha, that there's three times a year when the tvua is the best time to sell because that's the time when the prices shoot up. When is that? Lefnei Azera, before the planting season, so people need the tefuah to order to have seeds to replant. Uveshas Azera, and veshas the planting season, then also everything's been used for planting, there's not much food around, so the prices go up. Uveprisa Pesach, and tefuah goes up also 2 weeks before Pesach because they're baking matzahs. So therefore, tefuah goes up three times a year. Lefnei Azera, before the planting season, in the planting season, and 2 weeks before Pesach. Three times a year, yayin goes up, price of wine goes up. A price of Pesach, 2 weeks before Pesach, because people are buying for Dal Kaisis. A price of Tzaras, people buy for Yontif wine. A price of Chag, same thing. For Yontif Asukkis, people buy wine, different wine prices go up. V'shemen, matzeres ve'elach. And shemen, from after Shavuos ready, the price is steady then, and it doesn't go higher than that. That's the best time to sell. So what's in the game? Well, we're telling you some financial advice here. Amarava b'tamer apapol shutvim. Yeah, it's financial advice for shutvim. By shutvim, the halacha is that really one of the shutvim cannot sell without his friend's das. But if it's a great deal coming up, he could do it because it's a schus of both of them. So these three times a year, you can be confident and sell without asking the shutvim. Why? Because you're going to get the best price now. It's not going up higher than this, so therefore, you could sell. And even if it landed up being a mistake, there's no tying on him, because this is very normal for the price to be at this time high. Mekam ve'elech, after the zmanim, mai, omarava kol yoyim epirkuhu. After the zmanim we gave, it's always the same. It never goes up higher than that, which means like after Pesach, the tefuah never goes up higher. It's a steady price, it doesn't go higher. There's nothing happening that will make the price go higher after that, and therefore you can sell it. We continue talking about winds. So the pasuk says in Yoina, at the end of Yoina, it says, "Vahikiz ra'ach hashemesh." The sun came out. Vayimad alakim ruach kodem charishes. And all of a sudden, a east wind charishes came out. V'tach hashemesh al roish haYoina, and the sun was beating on the head of Yoina. Vayisalof, and he was about to faint. Vayishol asnaf shaylamus. He felt like he was dying. Vayimad toiv moisi mechayim. That's the pasuk in Yoina. So it says that he got very hot and he fainted. And the beginning of the passage says there was a wind, charishes. What does that mean? V'yikaz reyach ha-shemesh v'yimar al-kim ruach kodem charishes. My charishes, Omer Rav Yehuda, v'loshon of charisha, of plowing. V'shoshim v'nasheves, when this wind blows, oyse t'lomim t'lom v'yam. It makes these waves and rows in the water, and it looks like these rows of plowed fields. When you plow a field, there are rows where the plow makes rows. That's what looked like the water. So it was a very strong wind. That's what charishes means. A nice strong wind making waves. Amalei Rabba, if that's what charishes means, where does it come into this pasuk about a strong wind? We're talking about how Yoina was very hot. How did it fit into the pasuk? Amalei Rabba, how would a pasuk that's saying that it's this very strong wind making waves fit into this pasuk of that Yoina felt like he was going to faint? Elo Amalei Rabba, Bishah, or Bishah means he actually fainted. Elo Maraba, Bishah Shimna Sheves, a different shot. His charishes is lashon of quieting. When the east wind blows, it quiets all the other ruchais. All the ruchais are maybe a cool wind, but this wind quiets all those winds and warms up the other winds. This wind is a warm wind. And that's why Itaka was hot, because usually a person doesn't get so hot from the sun because you have other winds. But this east wind quiets the other winds. The pasuk says, Asher begodecha chamim, Bahashket Eretz Midorin. And we teach like this. When is your clothing hot? B'shosha Hishket Eretz Midorin. When the land is quieted from the Dorim wind. The Dorim wind, which is the south wind is very cold. But when the east wind blows, Meshatekas called Ruchas B'naha. All the Ruchas are quieted. So yeah, begam come hot when we quiet the eretz, the wind from Dorim. Zogtim Ravaita Maisa, Rav Huna Varachista Yasvi. Rav Huna Varachista was sitting. Cholaf Ozel Geniva Alayu. All of a sudden, Geniva, they saw Geniva walking, coming towards them. Omachad Chavrei. So one said to his friend, Nekem Akami the Baruinu. Let's stand for Geniva because he's a big Talmud Chacham. He's a Ben Torah. He's a Talmud Chacham. Should we stand up in front of someone who causes machlekes? So, Moshe, you remember who Geniva is? It causes machlekes? So, very good. Dav Zayin. Yeah, Moshe, that's a good Dav Zayin. We had a Dav Zayin, a story with Ma'ukva. Ma'ukva, someone was bothering Ma'ukva, and he said, you know, I want him to die. Shalom Ma'ukva, Lar Blaza, Haim Dalav Yom Moshevam.
Huh? They came and took away. Before
right. It says Amarati Eshmera. It says the Shalach Lekam Sar Le'tuva, and he daven to Hashem, and they put him into jail. That was Geniva. So one said, "Let's stand up." He's a Ben Tari. He says no. The other one said no. He's a Balaka. And I guess they didn't stand up for him. Adahachi Asi Yulagabei Lagabao. He came close to them. Amar Lohu B'mayas Kisu. What are you learning? So the Mashal explains beautiful. He says that they didn't stand up, so Geniva couldn't imagine why they didn't stand up. He said, "Ah, chachap." He was down in Kavshkos. He said, "There must be a tifa sugya. You must be learning various talks." He said, "What sugya are you busy with? What are you busy with?" Amalei beruchais. We're learning the sugya of ruchais, which means that we'll see. It means the wind. So the Chassam Sofer asked, "Wait, they're lying? They were talking about if they stand up for him, not the beruchais." Terence says, "No, they weren't lying. They were talking about beruchais means ruach gavaya, ruach nemaicha. They're talking about the guys about gaiva. That's the Chassam Sofer says pshat what it means beruchais." So Geniva said, "Oh, you talk about ruchas? I'll tell you something about ruchas." Halchik is a big time chacham. Halchik Amar Rav Chanan by Rav Amar Rav. Dala ruchas ben shavas v'choyim. Every day there's four different winds that blow. V'ruach tzefonis ben shavas v'kulam. All of them have a little bit of ruach tzefonis in it. The north wind. The north wind is the best wind. It's the most calming wind. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. And Shalomali Kain, if not for that north wind, ain't a oilam eskayim. The world will not be able to last. I feel a shahachas even 1 hour. The ruach deroyim is kashim v'kulam. The ruach deroyim is this freezing wind, and that's the worst from all of them. The moly ben neitz, if not for a malach called ben neitz, it's like a bird that's neitz, so it has wings. Mamida, if not for that malach that's shaped like a certain bird that has big wings, if not for that malach who stops that wind, macharevus kolam kulam panah, the whole world will be destroyed. Shenema, it says in the pasuk. Which means with Loshen Yifres Knafa, he spread out his wing Latamon to block the wind of Taimon, block the wind of Doran. And Mevinoscha means like if you ever look into or think about or delve into how the world, how Hashem creates these malachim to stop the wind, Akaponim, he said that that's what he told them over. He even told him his memra. Rava. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, have a Yosvi, Rava and Rav Nachman by Yitzchak were sitting, have a Cholof Ozel, Rav Nachman by Yaakov. Rav Nachman by Yaakov came by, and he was sitting in this beautiful wagon. The Yosef Begohurka, the Dahava, he was sitting in this gold chair, in this wagon. Uparos Lo Sarva the Karasin, it was covered with this beautiful bluish green blanket. So Rava sees this chash of a carriage. Ozel Gabei, he went to greet the person. He didn't know it was yet. He went to greet the person. It's chash of a, we better be careful. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Lo Ozel Gabei, didn't go. Oma Dilmim Inchevei Reish Galusa Ninu. Maybe this is someone from the Reish Galusa. Rava Tzarchlu. Rava needs the Reish Galusa. I know Aloy Tzarchinalu. I don't need it. I don't need the Reish Galusa. Why not? Rashi says, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak was saying, I don't need the Reish Galusa because Rashi says that Rav Nachman was a chasta of the Venesia. Rav Nachman chas the Nesiyah, have a bar. He was the son of the Ben Nesiyah. Kedechazer, the Rav Nachman Yaakov Ava, when they saw his taka, we got quite close. They saw Rav Nachman Yaakov, the God of Adar. Ava also got by Hitaka went to greet him. Ready now, it's not Stam the Ben Asiya. Here it's now there's not Reis Kalusa. Here it's not Stam the Reis Kalusa. Here it's the Talmud Chacham. So Omar, and they saw Ava also got by Goli the Ladare. Rav Nachman Yaakov pulled up his sleeves because it was very hot. Omar Shad Yanoshev. It's the wind, the east wind that's blowing, and the east wind is very hot. Rashi, I'm to learn. Tais says a ruach mizrach is coming. Going to ruach mizrach is that's blowing. The Rashi has lashon hashidam and hasheves, which sounds like maybe it was a strong wind, and even it was blowing it through the carriage. See the lashon of a carriage. See the teva migdal. Akaponim. That's what happened over here. And we're going to see that Rav is going to say a memory about winds after this Maisa. But just to take a little break, it says over here, Rashi learns, Rav Nachman Yitzchok didn't go. Why not? Because he was a chasna of the Bein Asiya. Tosfos takes issue with this. And Tosfos says that Rav Nachman Yitzchok is not the chasna of the Bein Asiya. Because Stam Rav Nachman in the Gemara is the chasna of the Bein Asiya. And he wants to bring a raya that Stam Rav Nachman in the Gemara is not Rav Nachman Yitzchok, it's Rav Nachman by Yaakov. And therefore, Rav Nachman by Yaakov was the one who was the chast of the Ben Asiya. So they weren't brothers. It was Rav Nachman by Yaakov, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman by Yaakov was the chast of the Ben Asiya, not Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. So why Rav Nachman by Yitzchak say, I don't have to go? So Tais is the end of Maschah Anah. Behadukam ahacha, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, loy tzarchwina luhu, asher haya, vlahir tzarchlem. He was a rich, he didn't need them. He didn't need any help. So now, after they greet Rav Nachman Yaakov, and they see he uncovered his hand, he pulled up his sleeve because it's very hot. Amar Rav, Hachi Amar Rav, Ishma Pelas Boy. From this east wind, it could cause a lady, Chas V'Shalom, to have a miscarriage. V'Shmuel Amar, Filim HaGol Shviyam HaKeves. Even pearls or diamonds in the ocean rot from this wind. Rav Yechon Amar, Filim Shukma Zara Shmei Isha, Misarechas Boy. Even in the first 3 days, where shukhazara usually does not become rat in a woman's stomach, but this wind could cause it to become a sarach, has come spoiled. So that's what Rava said, these three things. They're all three from one, talking learning here, Rava Nachman Yitzchak, right? It says all three from one pasuk. In the pasuk it says, a pasuk in Hosea, ki hu ben achem yafri, yovoi kodim ruach Hashem, which is going on the kodim, on this east wind, mimid ba'oila. Then it says in the pasuk, "V'yevosh mekayroi." That's one thing. "V'yecharav mayoynoi." Who? That's the second thing. Who yishse oitzar kol kli chemda? And we dash like this. "Yevosh mekayroi." "V'yevosh mekayroi." Zumekayroi shalisha. That's the remez to the miscarriage. Zumekayroi shalisha. "V'yecharav mayoynoi," which is also mayin. And that's to get destroyed. That's shukhazeres meisha. That's shukhazeres. That's meisha. Who yishta oitzar kol kichem? That's going on diamonds. Zuma goes v'yam. Those are the diamonds in the water that get ruined from this wind. And Amar Rava, so Rava heard this drasha. Amar Rava says, "Ade suroyu daikra." This sounds like the drashas of the Bnei Surah who knew what a darsh in the psukim very well. And the Mashal learns is a hemshichin. So if that's the case, mai kihu ben achem yafri. What's pshat in the beginning of the pasuk? You have a darshan this pasuk well. Once you darshan the pasuk very well, what's pshat in the beginning of the pasuk? What's the lashon kihu ben achem yafri that we're referring to the east wind? What does that mean? Amarava afilo shuvsa bekafina demara rafia. The lashon of yafri, the lashon of rafia. It's he's unscrambled the words. It means like rafia, which means it gets loose. So even the stick inside the shovel, that's the pole in the shovel, gets loose. And that's what says Bein Achim, because that pole is between the two pieces of metal, so even that gets loose. Even a peg that's in the wall, used to hang things, even that gets loose. Even the konim that are woven into a basket become loose from this east wind. And Ad Kan, the sugya of different winds, Hadr Nalach Kol Aget, Beli Nether.